Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. In this podcast, we'll discuss the ethical considerations and responsibilities of using technology in the classroom. It's becoming relevant and important as we see young generations growing up in a world where technology is deeply embedded in their lives. Sonia Livingstone, in her TED Talk, Parenting in the Digital Age, highlights how the rise of digital media has transformed how young people learn, communicate, and even develop relationships. She emphasizes the importance of understanding how technology affects children's lives and the need for guidance from parents and teachers. When we introduce digital tools to our students, we need to think about several important aspects. The first is student privacy. We are using more online platforms and tools in education than ever before, and many of these tools collect data about our students. But it's not just about protecting data. We also have to consider the potential risks that technology brings into the classroom. In his TED Talk, The Conversation We Are Not Having About Digital Child Abuse, Sebastian Bortnik addresses a crucial and often overlooked issue: how digital platforms can be exploited for the abuse of children. He explains that while technology can open up amazing opportunities for learning and connection, it also has darker sides. Bortnik's talk challenges us to consider how vulnerable young people are in the digital world and how easily their personal information can be misused. As educators, we must stay vigilant about these risks and be proactive in protecting students from harm. This includes teaching students about the risk of sharing personal information, recognizing warning signs of digital abuse, and ensuring they know where to turn for help if they encounter inappropriate content or interactions online. Finally, there is the issue of equitable access to technology. Not all students have the same access to digital tools and resources. Some may have the latest devices and high-speed internet at home, while others may not have access to a computer technology. This creates a significant gap in learning opportunities. In the Scottish Borders, for example, there has been a push to enhance digital education through initiatives like Inspire Learning, a program that equips students with digital tools to support learning in the 21st century. As outlined by the Scottish Borders Council in 2023, the initiative aims to ensure all learners are digitally literate, with an emphasis on equity in access to technology. A similar approach is being taken in Kazakhstan, where the government has recognized the growing need for digital skills in education. The Digital Kazakhstan program, launched in 2018, includes a strong focus on transforming education through technology. The initiative promotes digital literacy infrastructure development in schools and teacher training. As a result, many schools across Kazakhstan have begun integrating smart classrooms, online learning platforms, and coding courses to help students prepare for digital future. However, just like in other parts of the world, there are challenges, especially in villages, remote areas, where access to devices and also internet can be limited, raising important questions about digital equity and inclusive education. Now, thinking about all these ethical considerations has made me reflect on what digital literacy means for me, both as an educator and for my learners. After discussing these issues, I realized that being digitally literate means more than just knowing how to use tools. It's about understanding the impact of technology on our lives and using it in a way that is responsible, respectful, and safe.